The U.S. Fish and Wildlife Service says the private property owner who found the Kirtland's warbler several weeks ago made a second discovery this morning, another nest belonging to the endangered songbird. Joel Trick from the Green Bay Ecological Services Field Office says it's a sign the rare bird is expanding beyond its favored nesting grounds in Michigan's northern and lower peninsulas.
We can expect these birds to be popping up, and we're pleased that they're in the state. We're going to make every effort to protect them from disturbance to the extent that we can.
The bird found at an undisclosed location in central Wisconsin is commonly referred to as the jack pine warbler. Kim Grevels, assistant ornithologist with the state DNR, says it favors that kind of tree.
The reason for that is because they nest on the ground under the lower branches of the tree. So when the tree gets mature, there's self-pruning that goes on at the base of the tree, and the branches then become too high.
Natural wildfires traditionally cleared the way of old trees so young jack pines could take hold. To make suitable breeding grounds, Greville says Michigan does controlled burns and tries to keep cowbirds from overtaking the nest of the Kirtland's warbler. The bird has rebounded from the 1970s when the population of males in the U.S. was estimated to be as low as 200. Shemaine Mills, Wisconsin Public Radio.